Lord, you are so good to us. You are so good to us, Father. Lord, as we come before you today and preparing our hearts to soak in worship and receive and allow you, not only allowing us to love you, but allow you to love us too, Father, we ask. Your name would be glorified. I also want to start with this brother, and before bring this brother and his wife before the throne. He's one of our leaders in Haiti. His name is Peterson, and his wife Matiani. Just lost a child. Lord, you are close to those who mourn. So, Jesus, we ask that you would be close to them right now. Comfort their hearts in ways only you can do, Lord. Comfort their hearts, Lord, in ways only you can do, Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you that we can come to the altar. We thank you that, you know, like we were reading in Hebrews chapter 4 yesterday, we can enter your rest. We thank you, God, that you have set up a day that calls today for us to rest, for us to be in Sabbath, for us to cease striving. We thank you that we can rest in knowing you love us no matter what, knowing that you are always with us. We thank you, Lord. We humble ourselves before you, before your throne. No matter where anybody find themselves, but as for us here in the sanctuary, in this place, Lord God, we put accent on the fact that you said your house must be a house of prayer. So we come, it's like this 1 hour, what is that? It's nothing. So let us become more aware of you. Let us become more aware of you, Father. So as we marinate our mind, our souls, and our bodies, our spirit in you right now, as we marinate and soak, you know, I pray that we would, when we marinate, I always like this example, when you marinate, you know, meat in special sauce and there's this special flavor. Lord, I pray that we would express your special flavors, that the world would experience, as the world experience us, as we interact within our families, within our communities, God, as we do these things we must do, that people would, yeah, we would, they would experience your taste. It's not religion, God, it's this relationship we have with you that transformed us into a new creation, and we thank you for that, Father. We love you, Lord. You are so good, Father. Thank you. This moment is holy. I hear you calling. I turn my face towards you. My heart is open. You're always pursuing my life surrender. You have my affection. So let my life be
my life be. Lord, may my life be worship to you. Come and make your dwelling within me. This is my prayer. You're the only one worthy. Nothing is like you. There's no one beside you. Only you are worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. So let it be worship. You're the only one worth it. Nothing is like you. There's no one beside you. Only you are worthy, Lord, you're worthy. Only you, Lord, are worthy, you're worthy. Only you, God, is worthy, you're worthy. Only you. Glory, you're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. I hear the angels singing, far from you are all things, to you are all things, you deserve glory. Far from you are all things, to you are all things, you deserve the glory. Search for all eternity, long I'll find no other name but the name of Jesus. You deserve the glory. To worship you, I'm weak. Lord, to worship you, I'm weak. To worship you. to see your kingdom come. Lord, to see your kingdom come. I live to see it come. To see your kingdom come. To see your kingdom come. Lord, I live to see it come. I see, I live to see it come. To honor you I breathe. To honor you I breathe, Lord. I breathe to honor you. For it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we your breath in our lungs.
Karamazo, Jose Garamange, Divine Encounter.
I stand in awe.
I'll stand in awe of you, Holy God, to him all praise is due. I'll stand in awe of you, Holy God, to him all praise is due. I'll stand.
I'm amazed.
have I in heaven but you? I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Uzile mangore basoti arababa. When I don't know how to pray, when you don't know how to pray, won't you pray? In the spirit, oh, keep on praying. In the spirit, keep on praying. In the spirit, you la maso, you la mage, o grata caso di nini amaso. Keep on praying in the spirit. Keep on praying, keep on praying, keep on praying. Don't give up, don't give in. The closer he gets to you, the closer we get to you, Lord, the closer you get to us.
Lavish my
on you. I pour my love on you. I pour my love on you. If worship is like perfume, I pour lavish it all on you till every drop is gone. I pour my love on you. I pour my love on you. I pour my worship.
Your faith, you never leave. Great is
Spirit, we soak our spirit in your faithfulness, God.
They are new every morning.
So grateful for the gospel. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power that delivers our souls. Lord, we thank you that you removed us from the kingdom of darkness and set us into your wonderful light. Lord, we thank you that we don't, it's not just singing, but it is, yeah, it's another way we pray, but we testifying, we singing about what we know you are. Lord, we also want to take this time to pray and intercede for anybody within our church, within our community, who are struggling to trust in your faithfulness, God. Oh, Holy Spirit. Show your faithfulness again towards them. Give us a fresh revelation. Give them a fresh revelation that you'll never fail. You are so good, Lord. We thank you for the stream that flows from your throne. We thank you for your stream of water. We thank you for your presence that flows from your throne, God. We thank you that we can tap into it, Jesus. Oh, God, thanks for the gospel. We're not ashamed of it. The gospel is the power of God that delivers the soul, delivers the captives. Father, we seek first your kingdom. We set in top priority your plans, your agendas. For that's when we have everything. Lord God, we forgot many times that when we have you, we have it all. Even in the desert. Father, we pray that you'd forgive us for all the times we're looking for something else to fill only you can fill. For all the times that we're trying to satisfy our lives with things only you can satisfy. Lord, today, this hour, in this moment right now, we turn to you, Father. We thank you for your kingdom, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, the word says, is not a bunch of talks, but it's righteousness, joy, peace in the Holy Spirit. So we thank you that we get to experience your kingdom, God. We're not going to die to go to heaven or, you know, go to experience eternal life. We thank you, Jesus, for eternal life that we get to experience right now. Even in these mortal bodies. Father, we thank you, and I ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that you would continue to stretch out your hands. Heal us. Heal the sick. Lord, I pray for total recovery, total healing for our sister and our brothers. We want the fullness of God. Lord, I pray that you'd give us more and more of your grace to deal with the situations that we have no power over. We live in a fallen world, Father. We need your grace today. Fill our hearts with you, Lord. Saturate. Saturate us, God. Saturate. Saturate, Holy Spirit. All that I need is my King. All that I need.
Lord, I have everything with you, walking with us, and we'll have everything.
For your word says, Father, if the Lord doesn't build the house, those who labor, they labor in vain. So we invite you to continue to build us, like your word says in Ephesians. You're building us as a temple. A temple. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we don't want to labor in vain. That's why we call you, God. We make room for you, Holy Spirit. We make room for you, Father. Come and build your church. Build your bride. Build us. Build us into new creation daily. Love that verse in 2 Corinthians 5:17 where it says, if anyone is in Christ, if anyone is in fold in Christ, he becomes a new creation. The old is gone and it's all new. Wow. That's the power of the gospel. Thank you, Jesus. And we'll have everything. Thank you, Lord, that I have everything.
And I have everything.
I want to end this moment with one verse in 2 Peter, talking about us having everything. 2 Peter 1:3. Thank you, Jesus. Then we'll have it all with you, Father. It says, by his divine power. 2 Peter 1:3. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. By his divine power, by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. That's it right there. It's not by might. It's not by following a bunch of rules. It's not being religious. It's not by the letter. It's by his divine power, which is the Holy Spirit. God has provided healing, peace, restoration, restitution, liberty, freedom. I mean, you can fill out the blank right there. Fill in the blank. By his divine power. As his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. That's how it says in the New King James. It says, pertain to life and godliness. And how? Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Oh God, you're so good, Lord. Thank you for giving us everything we need. Because of your glory and your excellence, you give us great promises. Thank you for your promises, Lord. We stand on your promises. These are the promises that enables you to share in his nature. God, we thank you that we get to share in your nature. Wow. I love this verse. These verses. These are the promises that enables you to share in his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Bless you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for who you are in our lives.